grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, man.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Oh, you're just on K Road there, Chris.
Indeed.
She was.
On K Road.
Any news from The Hemp Store?
Well, yes, we do, in fact. And good afternoon, everybody. And what I'd like to just start with is just to acknowledge everyone who donated to the Drug Foundation's Pledge Me campaign, which successfully reached its target of $150,000 on Tuesday night. Fan-bloody-tastic. And normal pledges of money, and the Hemp Store did too. And one thing that the Hemp Store pledged for, we gave a couple actually, but one thing we gave for was the phone a friend, which was a really cool thing. So you get an expert from the Drug Foundation for your phone a friend reward on this Pledge Me, and I'm sure they did a few as part of to reach the 150,000. So you get to nominate someone. Who gets an expert from the Drug Foundation, gets a call from them, you know, here's why you should vote yes.
Oh, right. I was wondering where this is going. So, like, okay, sweet.
Okay.
Oh, so a convincing phone call kind of thing.
A convincing phone call from a Drug Foundation expert. I think it's a great thing. So so we're going to kind of like give that away or whatever, taking nominations. Who should get this phone a friend? Who needs the conversation? It's a conversation that could be too difficult to have for whatever reason. Okay. Or whatever. They just, you need that extra support. You want the second round person to come in, the heavy hitter.
Yeah, the facts.
Yeah.
The stats.
Who's going to get it?
Are you asking for people to submit
I
now?
I think text them in and maybe, you know, you can, I don't know, email the shop or drop in and let us
so
know.
So what you're texting but, you in know, is like,
we'll,
my auntie
we'll take
is,
some nominations.
Is, like, you're just going like, my auntie is, just says this, that and the other. She
it
needs,
could be that.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
5395.
Or it could be someone well
in.
Known. Could be someone well known. Could be your auntie.
Okay. Say Winston Peters or someone like that.
Give it a go. Yeah. We'll give it a go.
Or the one we don't speak of.
Fine, you're fine. I heard it.
Those but, who do not speak of.
Oh, it's a shudder. But hey, so one of the reasons this is really important is another poll came out this week, and it had us on 53 to 47. It's very, very close, too close to call, really.
Yeah.
And these polls, of course, are always of intending voters. So, you know, the non-voters, which is a good 20%, could well make the difference. But this just shows why this is really needed, you know. So this is fantastic because the old Pledge Me, if you don't reach a target, you get nothing. So it's just awesome that they've got that and got this good this war chest, you know, to go into the campaign. Euthanasia referendum, meanwhile, in the same poll, going to pass comfortably.
By what? Do you have the number?
You think I do this research? Come on, man. Just comfortably should be enough.
That's buzzy.
I thought it would be sort of slightly more conservative results when it came to euthanasia, but that's interesting.
Funny, isn't it? Mm. Yeah. Meanwhile, what was the other big thing? Oh, five reasons why Kiwis should vote yes, and without going into them, because, you know, that's just a headline. What did happen was on breakfast, Chris Wilkins, who's from Massey Uni, he was on breakfast, I think it was yesterday, and talking about some things that, yes, great bill, vote for it, but here's a couple of things we need to change, or perhaps strengthen or improve.
Okay.
And I thought the interesting thing there was, well, there's always going to be some things to improve. We get a chance to do that, so we vote yes in the referendum, and next year it goes through select committee, and that's where you get to improve it.
Okay.
So if people vote no, there's no improvement. We stay exactly how it is.
Yeah, right. But so anyone thinking yes, of voting no because they've read the fine print, don't panic.
Don't panic. But yeah, his things were price, purity, and profits. It's the three P's, which I guess, you know, you got to have if you want the headlines. It's a bit of alliteration. But the potency being this cap on potency, which isn't set in stone at the moment. 15% is being reported. That's just proposed. It could be any level. Mm. He's saying that's maybe too high. I'm not quite sure. I think if the legal market doesn't provide, then the illegal market will. So you've always got to be conscious of that. And same going with price. He's advocating a fairly hefty excise tax to keep the price high so that we don't stimulate demand. And there's certainly a logic to that. And certainly if you're directing that tax into really good things in your local community, which is what the referendum does, then you know that's a good thing. But if that price is too high, then the legal market won't work. It just won't compete. And we've seen that all around the world.
I hate to compare, but is alcohol taxed? Like, what happens to alcohol tax and stuff?
Well, that's an excise tax, and that just goes to the general government fund. Mm. And, you know, alcohol does a range of harm or consumption of is associated with a range of harm in all different sectors of society. So you could kind of argue, well, that's fair enough. It goes to the general thing. The police get some, the whoever gets some.
Yeah.
The cannabis referendum bill does things slightly differently. It does have an excise tax, and so there will be a portion that will go to the general fund like that, and for those same reasons. But there's another thing that is a harm reduction levy, and this is something that we actually proposed to them, and it's really cool to see it actually be taken up. And the good thing with a levy is you can target it, so it doesn't just go to the general fund.
Right.
So this is where you get to target that that levy that's on cannabis sales into local health and education.
Mm-hmm.
And for example, if you find that a certain area has a higher rate of use, so therefore it's generating more in the way of cannabis sales, you can direct more to go back into that area.
Mm.
You can't really do that with an excise tax. You can do it with a levy. And you can direct them to all sorts of things. It's a very similar approach in a way to how they do it in Colorado and some of the states in America.
We've had a nomination for just about every Gen X's parents. If you can get a phone call to just about every Gen X's parents, that would be great. Ooh,
they were hippies at one point, weren't they? Weren't they?
Now, come Chris, on. A university semester kicked off this week. Your postgraduate course.
Yes, it did, in fact. Started this week at AUT.
Do they look intelligent?
Haven't met anyone there. It's online.
Okay.
So, yeah, great. They look great.
the number. But,
yeah, so we've gone remote learning. That was the response to the COVID. And and it's turned out that what that's done is be able to widen it to a lot more people. So as of right now, we have 56 people enrolled in this postgrad paper learning about the medicinal cannabis science.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just awesome.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, so I'm presenting next week on the legislation and the scheme itself. And then we have other modules on pharmacology and cultivation and extraction and formulation and all sorts. So yeah, it's going to be very good.
Yeah, she's all go.
She's all go. And and we've also transferred in some illicit cannabis this week into the legal license. So this, I understand, is the first license issued under New Zealand's medical cannabis scheme. And I think it's pretty cool. And even if I wasn't me, to think, hey, the guy from Normal got the first license. I mean,
yeah,
I think that's pretty cool, actually. So this cannabis, by the magic wave of a wand and the possession of a license to procure, went from being illegal to legal, and there it is. So,
can you share with us what local variety it was?
Well, one of them in particular is purported to be descended from the Otipuki Thunder. Whether it is or not, we don't even quite know how to tell that, right, at the moment. Because you need a genuine Tipuki Thunder to compare it to.
You need the Gen X's parents to step up.
That could be it. It could be a qualitative test. We do have a sensory
mad
lab.
Flashbacks.
That's right.
Start singing the herbs. This is it.
We can do the blind testing.
Keen.
Now, what else has been happening in the news, Chris Valley?
Oh, you've drained me of everything there,
yeah,
I think.
It's nice and succinct. There's
mate,
no
but
shame
there's in. Been a bloody good video out there that I just want to, you know, draw everyone's attention to. We put it on the Normal Facebook page, and we happen to have the guy right here, Stephen, who's just dropped by, Mr. Buzzy Kiwi.
What your order, Tate?
How are
you doing? I'm
welcome back. Welcome back.
Thank you. I literally just arrived at 4:20 on the dot.
Just in time.
Fancy that. Just,
by coincidence. Who knew?
Now, yeah. Where do people watch the video? What's the URL?
So if you search the Buzzy Kiwi at Instagram, Facebook and YouTube, there is a documentary called Grassroots, The Reality of Cannabis Legalization. We currently have about 90,000 views.
Whoa.
Nice.
And we want to extend that far past that to all of New Zealand so we can get this basic Cannabis 101 information out to everyone to educate them, because I think education is the key with this vote.
Sure is. Mm. It's fantastic to see that you've done that and put that together and got it out there. And
yeah, it was a fun journey. I would say it was pleasure and a lot of pleasure, but it was also very, very difficult, as you can imagine. It's a controversial topic. People don't really want their faces on video. They don't want to come out publicly to talk about it. And that's why I'm almost begging people in the public to share this video, because there's so many people scared to actually talk. And that's why I'm here to actually thank you, Chris, for being such a spokesperson for so long, because
Kaupai.
I understand how hard it is and how much stigma comes with it, because I'm experiencing it now. So...
Oh.
try to ask for all those 420 enthusiasts out there.
Strength in numbers, eh?
We need strength in numbers. This is our one time to come together. That 53-47 is not enough. No. We have to get out and vote, and we have to educate. And I think my documentary does a really good job of educating. So go check it out at the Buzzy Kiwi.
Nice right one. Oh, kia ora, team. I reckon we wrap it up there. Thanks so much, Stephen. Cheers, Chris. Nice. Catch you next time.
Cheers.
Do it then.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz. I'm in love with marijuana.